The inauguration of President Donald J. Trump occurred as scheduled at 12:01 p.m. on January 20th. Mr. Trump became the 47th President of the United States and second man in history to lose re-election, only to return 4 years later to recapture the office. In 1892, President Grover Cleveland, who was the 22nd president but defeated for re-election in 1888, returned to the presidency to become president number 24. Mr. Trump will be ineligible to run in 2028, thus paving the way for open nomination fights in both parties. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis chose State Attorney General Ashley Moody to replace Secretary of State Marco Rubio as one of his state's two United States senators. Ms. Moody took the oath of office on January 21st, soon after Mr. Rubio was confirmed to his national position and resigned from the Senate. Senator Moody must now run to fill the balance of the term in the 2026 election and again in 2028, when her Class 3 Senate seat comes in cycle for a full 6-year term. Similarly, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine selected Lieutenant Governor John Husted to replace Vice President J.D. Vance as one of Ohio's U.S. Senators. Like Florida's new Senator Moody, Senator Husted took the oath of office on January 21st. He, too, must run to fill the balance of the term in 2026 and then again in 2028 for the full 6-year term, since this seat is also in the third class of Senate cycles. The appointments mean that the Senate once again returns to a full complement of 100 members. Staying in Ohio, the governor's race is already shaping up as a major 2026 open campaign. Two major Republican candidates have announced. Attorney General Dave Yost declared late last year, while State Treasurer Robert Sprague officially stated his intention to run for governor this week. Former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy has already resigned his position as the co-chairman of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, commonly referred to as the DOGE Advisory Committee, and is expected to imminently announce his own gubernatorial campaign. On the Democratic side, former Ohio Health Department Director Amy Acton is the first to announce her candidacy. She led the state's COVID shutdown efforts, which will certainly become a point of focus in the coming campaign. The electorates in two Florida vacant House districts will nominate candidates on January 28th. Both seats, one in the Florida Panhandle and the other in the St. Augustine area, are heavily Republican. Florida CFO Jimmy Patronis and State Senator Randy Fine are both expected to win their respective primaries. Assuming no upset, each man will then claim his congressional seat in the special general election on April 1st. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.